the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
In Name That Blank, there was a throwback to Jerry Mathers, who played Beaver on the old TV show, Leave It to Beaver, from like when Hawings was a kid. And yes, it reminded me of our Jerry Mathers spoof commercial, where he had just been announced as the spokesperson for a psoriasis medication.
Yes.
And yeah, we were joking off the air. This is from 20 years ago almost, about how, boy, I guess depending on the celebrity, you get a less glamorous disease to be the spokesperson for.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, this is from 2002.
This is when we wrote and produced spoof commercials.
Maybe 2003.
So if there's something in here, God, I don't know. Is this going to be something that's going to get us fired in a new woke time?
No, I think we mostly just talk about itchy beavers.
I think so. All right, let's find out. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Ronald Muff.
And I'm Charles Rubbit.
Psoriasis sufferers suffer no more. Try our Muff and Rubbit psoriasis medication. For all your psoriasis needs, take some Muff.
And Rubbit.
But you don't have to take our word for it. Just listen to what an aging beaver has to say.
Hi, I'm Jerry Mathers from TV's Leave It to Beaver. Psoriasis was controlling my life, but then my wife encouraged me to take some Muff and Rubbit. At first, I wasn't sure, but she convinced me that it was no fun living with an itchy beaver, and finally demanded that I take her Muff and Rubbit. And boy, did I! A whole fistful! We both felt just swell after she made me take her Muff and Rubbit. Psoriasis medication.
Thanks, Jerry. Take it from me, Ronald Muff.
And me, Charles Rubbit.
For years, people have eased their itchy psoriasis. How? They take Muff and Rubbit.
Now, it's important to point out that with any medication, the effectiveness of our product can weaken over time. So look for the expiration date. You definitely don't want to take old Muff and Rubbit. It's usually pretty worn out. You only want to take fresh Muff and Rubbit.
And guys, if you're like me, you hate going to the drugstore. That's why you should just grab hold of your wife's Muff and Rubbit. And ladies, share the wealth. Let the whole neighborhood take your Muff and Rubbit.
That's right, Ron. Snatch up yours today.
So remember, take Muff
and rub it.
Look for it in the pink box.
Who are those guys?
I loved it.
I'm weirdly proud of that because it's so out of character.
I liked it.
Steve, did you die from laughter?
It's fun. I mean, it's amusing to me in a different sense.
I'm still laughing.
It's funny, but man, that's not who we are.
I mean, it's corny as
Dominic
hell,
writes,
but it's
man,
funny.
This is some cringeworthy Bob and Tom-esque stuff. I hate it, but I laughed out loud.
Yeah, it's totally corny.
So here's something that's a little more on the nose for us. Our friend Andy.
Here we are in the like way opposite direction.
Yeah. Where it was like, here's the evolution. That's us trying to be silly about taking Muff, which is the ladies' part, and rubbing it.
But now we just say vagina.
Yeah. But later, in a more crass time, our friend Andy, who was injured in a auto accident when he was in high school, and paralyzed from the neck down, a quadriplegic, this was his idea. He had pointed out to us that if you're in a wheelchair, you can be a complete butthole to everyone because people feel guilty that you're in a wheelchair. So he loaned Joe his power wheelchair.
Yes.
And then he came in and sat in the producer's booth and helped give us ideas.
We leaned him up against a wall.
We didn't lean him up against anything.
We slumped him over something.
I mean, we took his exoskeleton away from him.
We had more than one. I don't remember what happened, but
he just taped him to the wall.
No, he had a handler. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, Virgil.
I remember a woman carried him like a baby.
Yes, he was in a baby Bjorn.
He swaddled. He was fine. Let's not worry about the cripple.
For the record, Andy, we met Andy because he called the radio show and would identify himself as Andy the Cripple.
Yeah, what I was saying wasn't insensitive.
Yeah, it was. But because you didn't know that. No, I'm just kidding. So the idea was born, producer Joe's wheelchair a-hole. And you went to Target. And from the moment, I don't know when this picks up, but so this might be redundant, bear with us. But from the moment you went in, the first thing you did is yelled, like when you're at the open doors by the carts, "Hey, everyone, start staring. There's a cripple here. And that was the nicest thing you did in that store.
Really cringy.
Isn't this the one that you, because we've talked about Joe stunts before. And when we ask you, Joe, like, what's the one that makes you cringe the most? Isn't this one of your like top three?
This is definitely one of them. This was really hard to do because I was so mean.
You were really mean.
In this stunt.
Even like, though we kept telling you not to.
Yeah. Joe, pump the brakes, man. I'm sure that doesn't happen. All right. So here is the Friday flashback. Producer Joe's wheelchair a-hole. The entire thing will be on pre-beer and hot wings for fancy idiots tomorrow.
Remember, your wheelchair a-hole. You're the person who respects no one.
No more thank you. It's time to get pissed at the world because your legs are busted.
You know, sarcasm's a good avenue here.
How you doing, sweetheart? Good. I wish my middle leg was as stiff as the other two right now. Looking at you. Stay classy, baby.
Stay classy.
I did not. I can feel myself not wanting to do that.
That might have been the most devastating thing you've ever been forced to say as a result of this. That's right up there for me with pull my hair to the man who was giving you a massage.
Now go ahead and...
No reason for it.
No.
All right. I just rolled up to her.
Was that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just a taste.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. That's really still not the worst thing you did.
Oh, no. There was way...
Didn't you drive down an aisle and stick your hand out and just empty a shelf?
Yeah, I ran into almost every display that I could find. I threw things on the ground and said, get that. I remember asking.
Yelled at a lady to give you better DVDs.
Like, I couldn't reach something, you know, on the top shelf, and I was asking her vaguely which one to do, and she'd hand me one, and I'd throw it on the ground and go, not that one!
But there's this one at the end where you ask somebody to hand you some M&Ms, and you are so mean to them.
Because I was
listening back to it yesterday, I was like, oh man, I'm going to go find this person and apologize for you.
I can only hope that this is what happens. It's kind of like a prank show or candid camera or something where they find out later in the day from a friend of theirs that they were on the radio, and they get excited because everyone likes to be on the radio. And then they go, oh, my God, that's crazy.
And it was like they were relieved. And they were like, oh, well, I was very nice to that person. And by the way, Andy's point of everyone will let you get away with anything was absolutely true because no one called you on any of your BS.
Just that M&M guy. He was, I think, the manager. And it was like there was, you know, the M&Ms were maybe an inch away from my hand. And finally, he at the end was like, you shouldn't be this way, whatever. He finally stood up to, you know, the terror that is a person in a wheelchair.
I had forgotten about your second wheelchair stunt when you went to the bottom of a giant hill over here, just a couple blocks from the radio station, and you were in a wheelchair acting like you couldn't get up the hill. A guy volunteered to push Joe all the way up the hill, and it's a pretty steep, long hill. And then at the top, Joe stood up and said, thanks, man, and then walked away.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was just up Michigan Street.
It was.
It's a mile long hill.
It is one of the most brutal hills. It was actually the water slide hill. Which is another Joe stunt. It's another stunt related. But I remember. I think I started screaming like, I think I feel something. I think I feel the Lord's light on my broken legs. And then I started to like shake.
I thought
I went to him. Maybe that's
like you walked to him.
Maybe I like Hallmark movie this in my mind. But I thought I remembered walking slowly to him and jumping for joy.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.